We celebrate food and eating once a month in a special segment we call Savor. Our regular partner and segment producer is Will Smith, an Ashland-based food stylist with a deep knowledge of food and its preparation. Will, welcome back.
Hey, good morning.
Will keeps the focus on the seasons of food, on what is fresh and ready to eat now. This month, that's a broad category as the harvest nears its end and frost approaches. We have brought in Matt Sewer, who's a family farmer at the Happy Veggie Dirt Patch between Phoenix and Medford. Thank you for joining us, Matt.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us. So it sounds like you've been around growing things a lot in your life. Give us a little sketch here.
Of my background?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't grow up growing things so much, even though I started in the Garden State of New Jersey. I was just
Sorry, that name always cracks us up from the Northeast.
I grew up in the suburbs. I had we had a family garden, but I wasn't that into it. But I started back in Arizona in the mid-'80s. My first real agricultural gig, I would say, was actually harvesting native wildflower seeds for a seed company called Wild Seed in Tempe, Arizona, and they're still in business. And anyway, I would just go wandering around all the Southwest, even into Mexico, harvesting native plant seeds. And that went great for a while until I started developing allergies to a lot of the seeds I was collecting.
The stuff you were working with was making you sick.
Eventually, yeah. As I would do it season after season, I would be like whacking seeds into garbage buckets with a tennis racket in my van and just like totally exposed to pollen in massive amounts. And yeah, it just built up to where one after one, species by species, I just couldn't do it anymore. And lo and behold, as soon as I quit doing that, my allergies got much better. So, but anyway, it was fun and I learned a lot. How plants go, basically, how it goes season to season, just really keeping an eye on the native populations and, just watching how things change with different seasons and different climate change patterns and, seasonal variations in precipitation. So that got me into agriculture. And as I was phasing out of that, I got involved with a food co-op in Tempe, Gentle Strength Co-op. They set me up as a garden manager. They had a volunteer garden just where people would come and help grow food that they would sell in the store, more just as a educational thing. But that kind of got me really back into gardening as an interest. And then an opportunity to take over about a 3-acre plot that had an old tractor, which I'd never driven a tractor before, right there in town, like just a couple miles from the store. It was like a place that had been passed over by development. So I just started with a friend, gardening, farming, and just built up from there.
And so Will Smith,
until I lost the lease there, and then eventually went down to Patagonia, Arizona, for Native Seed Search, managing their seed conservation farm. So the seed growing aspect became a big thing for me again.
Wow. Okay. So all kinds of experience with growing things over the years. And so Will Smith, give us your perspective, having visited the Happy Dirt Veggie Patch. What you saw when you walked onto the property?
I was just
like sort of reflecting on that sort of my Southern California upbringing, and having the options of a green bell pepper, a jalapeno, and some canned Ortega chilies, but sort of my experience did chili peppers for most of my life. And, it's amazing now to see what people like Matt are doing. And I was just out on the coast and in a very gray and dreary day in October. And here I saw, it had to have been 24 different types of chilies that people are growing. And they all have, a unique sort of personality and an amazing thing to try and get out and taste.
But that's a far cry from growing up, as you mentioned, as a kid, Anaheim chilies.
even just the colors of the chilies. Mm-hmm. I'm doing cayenne peppers of a whole rainbow of colors of cayenne peppers. So there's yellow, there's orange, there's purple, there's or green if they're unripe, and of course the red that everyone's familiar with. Mm-hmm. But that they're so bright and bold. The colors are just amazing in peppers.
So you were saying that the what is now the Happy Dirt Veggie Patch had been passed over by development. I mean, this is in a zone between Phoenix and Medford. So, I mean,
this is back in Arizona, but I was talking about.
Sorry. Okay.
So
sorry.
I moved. Yeah, I came here to Oregon in 2008. Mm-hmm. Right when the economy collapsed. And I thought I was done with farming. And it turns out farming was still in my future and still here, and I'm happy for that. But anyway, I started at the Eagle Mill Farm. Mm-hmm. That's still going, and was there for a couple of years, and now I have my own place. I'm just renting, though. It's actually a month-to-month lease on a three-acre plot here. And it happens that the owners, you know, it seems pretty stable to me, so we haven't bothered with a long-term lease, but still, in theory, I could be booted out of here at any time.
we hope that doesn't happen, but it sounds like you're having some fun. It sounds like you really kind of need to be around growing food or growing things.
It certainly has a lot of benefits. Financial prosperity can be elusive, but I'm doing okay this year. I mean, I'd say it's slightly better than average year for me, just slightly, but aside from that, it fills a lot of human needs to be around plants and working with the soil and just doing all the different tasks that I do. There's so many different things I do, and I can do them pretty much when I want, as much as I want. I mean, there are some constraints, of course, business-wise, but it's a good balance of activities. And I'm free to daydream about whatever I want when I'm doing the menial tasks, which is good for me because I like to do other creative things. Mm-hmm. It does take too much time. That's the part I'm working on now. It's like, much as I have a passion and I love the gardening and farming, and I do it pretty much all the time, I do have other interests that I'd like to devote a little more time to.
Yeah, Jeffrey, it goes back to, you had a guest on earlier this week on the station about just that, the wealth and beauty of certain tasks, whether they be cooking or whether they be sort of gardening, although there's maybe not monetary payoff, there is this other huge payoff in learning and working with your hands and doing these tasks that actually, you know, feed people.
And getting out of your head, I find, is one of the major benefits there, is that what you got to
make. Exactly. Or getting into your head in the menial task. If I'm doing something very repetitive and mundane, I can actually contemplate a lot of whether my own personal issues or just issues or things, you know, whatever. I love to just think about stuff and philosophize. It's also a really good setting to have a really good conversation with somebody. If two people are working along a bed side by side, weeding or transplanting, whatever, you don't have to think very much about the work, but you can really have a good, steady, long-term conversation. And I just find that it's very rare that you find opportunities to do that anywhere else.
Yeah, it's just true. Well, you get the hackles down, and people don't, even if they're feeling confronted, they don't seem to feel quite as confrontational when they're both doing something together. There's a whole lot here. We're getting deep into psychology here in our Savor Food segment with Matt Sewer from Happy Dirt Veggie Patch and our regular partner and guest, Will Smith. You can join us by email only, I'm afraid, today at jx@jeffnet.org. Where'd my web mailbox go? Okay, nothing in there at the moment. So it is not. We've been talking about peppers a fair amount, Matt, but you have a whole bunch of tomato varieties too, it sounds like.
Oh yeah, that's actually probably my single biggest crop, if you call it. I have about, I'm guessing, 80 varieties. I didn't actually count them this year, but around there, of different types of tomatoes. And that sounds like a lot, but if you're really going for a mix of varieties, I mean, just think of even the basic ones. I mean, you've got your cherry tomatoes and paste tomatoes and slicing tomatoes, and you've got your heirlooms, got a few hybrids. Then you've got all the different color palettes. And in cherry tomatoes alone, I've probably got 25 different types.
Wow.
You know, there's striped ones, mm-hmm, and whatever color you want, different sizes, some that just have different growing qualities that I might choose for seasonality. You know, one comes in better early, one's better late, kind of thing. But I still feel like there's niches that I wish I could fill. It's like, oh, I wish I had more of this, more of that. And when I go to sell them, just seeing a palette of different tomatoes seems to be very attractive to people. I don't have much trouble selling them when I have a big selection. Of course, I can't do that the entire year. So,
So you sell.
But I've been very fortunate this year that we didn't get a frost like this morning. It didn't freeze. It almost, but didn't.
And yeah, it was close. I noticed.
So
it was
the
just
tomatoes
under 40.
Are still coming. They're still coming. We have two nights. You know, last night and the night before that were borderline, but we only got down to 36 here at my place. So, and I'm usually one of the first to freeze. So. I'm like, yay! Last year we were done by the end of September.
Wow. Okay. A big difference then from year to year. So before we get too far afield on the tomatoes, let's come back to the peppers for a moment. And Will, you put together a relish recipe that's kind of mouthwatering already.
Yeah, it's delicious, and I think that's something that I always want to like. It's like, so you could be a tomato lover, you could be a pepper lover. The thing that's really fun about really getting to know food is to try and taste all those different varieties, because there are so many. Imagine 80 different kinds of tomatoes. We probably have 24 different kinds of peppers, and they all have different qualities, a little bit of a different taste, and that is where I really enjoy cooking. Is just, you know, you can have a favorite recipe, you change a variety on one of the ingredients, and you have a completely different recipe. And that's what to me makes cooking so
and
much
I
fun.
Just marvel too at the fact that we have all these tomatoes to talk about now, when you and I, Will, are probably old enough to remember. Like, I remember thinking the first time I saw loose tomatoes, it's like, wait, where's the little plastic tray they're supposed to come in?
I'm still, even though I grew up in Southern California, so sort of like great produce. Wow, we were a bit limited in the 70s.
Yeah. You know, all the tomatoes you see around that are the dark black, what they call black types, you know, there's black crib, black prince, that are very popular now. All of those came to our country pretty much right after the fall of the Soviet Union. They were found growing in the southern part of the Crimea area in Russia,
man.
Because it became open to Western travel.
Oh.
And that they were not available in the Western Hemisphere to speak of. I mean, they were known to scientists, but they were not commercially available in this hemisphere until the 1990s. And now they're everywhere, but it's all recent.
So let's get back to the recipe here, Will. It's a pepper relish recipe, and we're talking about not just a cut and mix operation. Some actual cooking involved.
Yeah, and you have the freedom of really sort of trying it with different chili peppers. So we have a pound of Fresno, which look like jalapenos. They're red, but they're much more mild.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 bell peppers, half an onion, and that's all diced up. And then you just cook that in sugar and vinegar, and it'll keep in your freezer for a few weeks. It'll keep in your fridge for a week or so. It's just a delicious sort of little side relish you can put on sandwiches or on roast pork, roast turkey. It's delicious. Mm.
You call for apple cider vinegar. Does other kinds of vinegar work? I know I've used rice vinegar
as a sub for apple cider. I, for one, am a little bit of a free thinker with recipes, so it's a point of departure.
Uh-huh.
Definitely use what you have on, and then I also sent you a list. You know, peppers. You know, are
soups and gazpacho and piquillo for sauce for fish. Yeah, I'm looking at it. Pureed with almonds to make a sauce romesco. Roasted poblanos for chili relleno. And
peppers are great in that you can roast them, you can puree them, you can. You know, anybody that has some digestive issues, I always recommend, you know, roast them, pick the skins off, and you're going to end up with something that is a lot more palatable for a lot of people who have issues with that. But it is amazing. You can do sauces, soups, relishes. You can puree them for dips and salsas. Amazing product.
You also add jalapenos to vodka or kombucha for a kick. That one caught my eye as well.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. That serrano sort of jalapeno, even if people maybe might not like the flavor of the fresh pepper, if you roast it or if you cook it in some way, it really does change the flavor. And for me, that the serranos and jalapenos, when you infuse them into beverages, they almost take on this sort of woody, sort of aromatic, not particularly hot, but mm-hmm. it gives you this sort of much more depth and flavor. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, it sounds fun. So, Matt, sir, we were talking about where you sell your stuff. Is it mostly the Ashland Farmers Market?
Primarily, yes, mm-hmm. the Ashland Farmers Market. Also, I sell through Rogue Produce, which does a weekly box mm-hmm. where they put together veggies from local farms and deliver boxes all around the Rogue Valley. So I sell to them wholesale. But mostly it's the growers markets, the Tuesday and Saturday Ashland markets. I'm there.
And so what are your dreams for operations for the future? What do you want to, I mean, if you go beyond the month-to-month lease you're on now, what would you like to be doing?
Well, actually, I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as I'm on good terms with the owners, of course, uh-huh. Because it's a lot cheaper than buying a place and having a mortgage. Yeah, so the simplicity of it actually appeals to me. So I'm pretty happy the way it is. I'm very happy I didn't burn down. I came really close. I mean, the edge of my farm burned.
I was going to ask, that
by
close.
One of my fence lines and junk area, and also a big brush pile. It cleared out my irrigation ditches for me. I had blackberries choking out a huge stretch of irrigation ditch that... are now totally clean.
Wow.
But I was very fortunate. A lot of my neighborhood's gone, but mm-hmm. my house and the sheds and the farm are fine.
Wow.
So I'm happy, really, just to have the stability of keeping it the way it is. And for me, it's more just honing my management of things so that I have a balance in my life, that I can do some other things as well as keep doing the farming. But I don't really endeavor to grow bigger, other than I might want to include other people in a bigger way eventually, and then of course it might want to grow, and we'll see what happens then, but for now, yeah, I'm just wanting to keep it in balance.
Okay, that is the Happy Dirt Veggie Patch. Matt Sir is the operator of that, still leasing month to month, as you heard, and our guest on this month's edition of Savor. Will Smith, an Ashland-based food stylist, is the producer and organizer and our partner on the program. Will, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen. We will have another edition of Savor next month here on the Jefferson Exchange. That'll do it for this hour of the Exchange.